This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Give the phone number out to talk all things election 2016, Donald Trump, the economy, world events, abortion. Got some really positive news on that front, all coming up in the next segment. But John Bound cut another report. The full video is at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, talking about a real solution that we discussed last week with Congressman Walter Jones. And that's remove Speaker John Boehner from the Speaker of the House position. This is just as important as getting a good president elected. Here it is.
If nothing's going to change, I don't know how we ever expect to win.
John Boehner, the whimpering poster boy for the left-right paradigm and its inner corporate mechanizations. The man that oversees the shameful backdoor deals rampant in the nation's capital that have spiraled out of control and spilled out into the main streets of America needs to be fired.
He's nothing but a low-down, double-dealing backdoor. Diamond larcenous perverted worm. Hanging's too good for him. Burning's too good for him.
Representative Mark Meadows, a Republican from District 11 in North Carolina, introduced House Resolution 385 on July 28. The resolution requires 29 Republican members of the House to vote to vacate the chair. The Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, would then need to beg Democrats to save his treasonous skin. This action has never succeeded in the House and has only been attempted once, 105 years ago. So why should we fire John Boehner? Well, the Mark Meadows resolution lists a number of grievances. A few of those include: Boehner caused the power of Congress to atrophy, thereby making Congress subservient to the executive and judicial branches. Boehner is using the power of the office to punish members who vote according to their conscience instead of the will of the Speaker. John Boehner used his political ally, Oversight Chairman Jason Chaffetz, to punish Meadows by releasing him of his subcommittee chairmanship for voting against the procedural motion to fast-track the TPP. But Chaffetz and Boehner couldn't bully Meadows out of his chair after conservatives rallied strong disapproval. Boehner is making it abundantly clear. Speak the will of the American people and you will be punished. Other grievances include providing for voice votes on consequential and controversial legislation to be taken without notice and with few members present. Another grievance reads, John Boehner does not comply with the spirit of the rules, which provide that members shall have 3 days to review legislation before voting. The American people can't even see what's in the TPP.
In the House, the American people's priorities continue to be our priorities. Free trade is good for jobs. It's good for America's farmers, manufacturers, and small businesses. Trade votes are never an easy lift around here, but Republicans are continuing to work, and we're seeing some positive momentum in the right direction.
And remember when Nancy Pelosi said this.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Any of your listeners, whatever state they might be in, if they would call their member of Congress, all of them are home now for the next 3-4 weeks, actually, and call them and ask them to tell the person that answers the phone to remind that congressman that he or she could join in this resolution to vacate the chair. And if we can get enough votes, what will happen? We will have a straight up or down vote on who the next speaker should be to replace John Boehner. The H Resolution 385 is now in the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee will be the committee that will determine to send this back to the full House, meaning back to the floor of the House, for a vote. Every member sitting on the floor of the House will have a chance to vote to vacate the chair, and then that would mean there would be another vote for the Speaker of the House. And it would be a new person if that happened. So that's where it is.
Combat that lingering feeling of defeat we Americans have endured daily for years. Make your voice heard. Call, email, or personally ask your representative to vacate the chair. This is your country. It doesn't belong to blubbering traitorous scum like John Boehner. Fire John Boehner. Resist the tyranny. This is how our founders set up the system for peaceful revolution. John Baum for Infowars.com.
Excellent job, John Baum. Absolutely. That video, Fire John Boehner, is on Infowars.com. Get it out to your friends and family.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, the Sunday edition.
I was born in the soul.
4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
They just gave me
the toll-free number to join us live today to discuss Donald Trump getting more hardcore. Do you think he's still a shill? Doesn't really matter. He's telling the truth. That's hurting the globalists.
I carry it well.
What do you think's really happening here? 877-789-ALEX.
A broken reach from here to hell.
877-789-2539. Please call in on the topic. I don't screen your calls. You can mention other stuff afterwards, but I really want to get your take on that. 877-789-ALEX.
Look at me. I pray I don't look back.
Johnny Cash singing a song written by Glenn Danzig, bringing us in.
Born in the soul of misery.
You know, they got like 3 or 4 never albums not released by Johnny Cash before he died, and they're all good, I'm told. Talk to folks in Nashville that have heard it.
When I was young.
It's one cool reason to be a music insider is you get to hear the stuff that didn't release.
I was born in the soul of misery.
They don't even let that stuff out of the recording studios, though, in the internet age.
They just gave me the number when I was young.
Let me launch my phone system here. Log in so I can see your calls coming in. I already see 10 phone lines full. Again, the number, 877-789-2539. Coming up, I had a caller on the Friday show call in, and it was basically, you know, don't talk bad about David Duke. You ought to have David Duke on the show. And, of course, folks probably know who David Duke is, former Grand Wizard, presidential candidate, Louisiana state rep. And it's just so low level when you get a phone call. I'm going to play a clip of Hillary, but I'm going to play this David Duke clip. Saying, why are you coming up for the Jews? Why are you covering up for the Vatican? Why are you covering up for the Masons? It's just, Just give me a break. Okay, you can cover what you want. You can be obsessed with what you want. I want to talk about free market. I want to talk about cutting taxes. I want to talk about being able to choose where your kids go to school and just basic freedom. I'm not into obsessing over what color people are all day. I attack political correctness for obsessing over color and trying to make us fight with each other. I see the Democrats and the Ku Klux Klan as being very close in their policies to each other, totally race-based. They're just forming minority groups into modern Hispanic and black Klan groups so they can control them. And we haven't heard back from Duke 2 days later. I'm sure we will, because I know he does a lot of interviews. I see him on national TV and the rest of it. But the reason I decided to talk about this today was I saw comments on InfoWars, and then I saw them in emails yesterday. Alex, you're a liar. David Duke never said anything bad about you, blah, blah, blah. You know, there you go, trying to make yourself a big man, like I'm a big man that David Duke's talked about me. I mean, I've been talked about by BBC, Nightline, CNN, MSNBC. I've been badmouthed by MSNBC probably 500 times that I know of. But to these folks that worship David Duke, it's like Jesus talked about me or something. Whatever. I'll have him on the show, and I'll give him my worldview. I'm just sick and tired of it because what I said about David Duke was he's basically like a Mecha Olaraza leader. And so I don't get why he gets attacked for being a white supremacist when all these other groups are white supremacists or black supremacists or Hispanic supremacists and the Democratic Party founded the Ku Klux Klan. So I get he's the designate bad guy who's demonized all day. And if you're going to have a bunch of other racist groups, why not have the white racist groups? Because if the other groups are going to be racist and hate white people, I understand folks' move to then get into their own separate group. The point is there's something above that manipulating us into a divide-and-conquer strategy, and that's what I'm trying to expose. I mean, I can play the clips where Louis Farrakhan talks about me. I'm not bragging when I think I never even play these clips, so then I get emails going, Louis Farrakhan never talked about you, or you know, Bill Clinton never talked about you, or Janet Reno never talked. It isn't about me being talked about. I don't have to prove myself. I have 20 million listeners a week. I still have weirdos in the street. I was on the hike and bike trail today jogging, and I'd stopped. I'd gotten back up to the top of the trail, and there were three guys, hiking bikers. Some were hiking, some were biking. I thought they were together. And they're like, oh, the black helicopter's going to get you down there. We're surprised you've got the courage to go down in there. I had some other guy ask me about black helicopters. I just said, don't you have anything but a cliche? Like, I'm afraid is why I do this. I'm the one out front who's bold. And look, it's not about talking about myself all day. It's just that I don't live in this world where I just fit into one of these little definitions that you can put me in. But shifting gears out of that, before we go to your phone calls on the situation with Donald Trump going after Hillary, and is this the fall of Hillary, let's go ahead and play this clip from Hillary, incredibly arrogant, hiding in plain view the fact that she erased her emails, had them professionally wiped. That is obstruction of justice of a felony crime, which is a felony itself, 4 to 10 years each count, 60 classified emails erased. We're talking about... what's 60 times 10 years? That's a lot of time. 60 times 10 years. 600. Let's say she got 4 years. 60 times 4. We're talking about a lot of time. So this is a big deal. And then here she is, her idiot supporters, the same ones we can go out and talk to in Austin, Texas, or Mark Dice, our correspondent at markdice.com. Can go out and say, we want to put all gun owners in forced labor camps for Hillary. Yes, they all sign, or 80% sign, on average. We want to, execute Christians. Yes, they'll do anything as long as you say it's for Obama, it's for Hillary. This is a cult of weirdos. And here they are giggling at her joke about erasing emails, kind of like Lois Lerner using the IRS to persecute conservatives and libertarians. That's what Nixon did to a few people and got in trouble for. And Democrats in the past were concerned about stuff like this. Now they think being criminal is cute and funny. Very dangerous group of people. Let's go to this clip.
Well, by the way, you may have seen that I recently launched a Snapchat account.
Oh, how cute.
I love it. I love it. Those messages disappear all by themselves.
And she puts on this big act that she's totally confident to her mindless, stupid constituents. Black unemployment has doubled under Obama. Blacks on average still worship him. Hillary has the majority of women supporting her because she's a woman. Whatever. This is identity politics gone to seed. Truly sickening. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to play the David Duke clip. And then, because people said David Duke never talked about him, there's like five or six clips I found of him doing it, but I'm not going to play them all here. And I want to play his clips just to challenge him and tell him what I'm going to challenge on him up front when he comes on, which I don't think he's a coward. I think he will come on. And then I want to just add, you can get 10% off all the high-quality water filtration systems. They're the very best systems we could find for the most affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com and get 10% off with promo code WATER at checkout. Just put in the promo code WATER and get an additional 10% off the very lowest price. The most basic thing you can do, folks, is filter your water.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
You tell them, George.
Of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that
gate. Nope, that judge ain't blind. That's George Strait bringing us in defense of human liberty. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I don't want to shift gears off to another subject, but I want to play this clip. Then I'll go to Alex in Edmonton, Robert in Georgia, Chris in Pennsylvania, Wild Mormon in Seattle, James in Tennessee, Paul in New Mexico, Alex in New York, Lori in Alabama, Dan in Nebraska, and many, many others interspersed with other important news I haven't covered yet on the economy, North Korea, Syria, Italy, and so many other important fronts, including a volcano becoming active right by a nuclear power plant in Japan. Japan raises warning level on volcano not far away from nuclear plant, Reuters. Japan is like a Godzilla movie with all the stuff that happens over there. A-bombs getting dropped on it, Fukushima blowing up, tsunamis, earthquakes. There's a reason their houses are built out of paper. So why do you build a bunch of nuclear reactors on fault lines? How about they build them on top of the active volcano? That would be safer. I'm sorry, I just... At some point, it's just like a Godzilla movie here. Godzilla! Now, getting back to what I was saying about David Duke, I just mentioned, like, I don't get the big deal a few weeks ago about people getting so mad at David Duke, you know, with all his stuff, is because the Hispanic and black groups are all sounding like, you know, white supremacist organizations. I was being sarcastic, but it's just all the same thing. And then a caller called in about, you know, David Duke's a wonderful person, and you're basically might be a race traitor because you're not, you know, covering all this. Because it's a way to trump you, no pun intended, just to say you're a race traitor. You know, just say you work for X, and then whoever says it is better than you. Well, listen, I give you a gold star. All of you that hate me and claim I work for this group or that group, you are better than me. Now, can we move forward to get the fluoride out of the water? Can we move forward to cut taxes? Can we move forward to secure the borders? Can we just move forward without grandstanding? So I went and search engined David Duke attacks Alex Jones and found a whole bunch of different places where he did it. Spent like 30 minutes this morning trying to listen and, you know, find a succinct clip. And it's always, he'll be on a show going, good job to you. You understand the problems and how the world works because you agree with me. So first it's pat on the head. You agree with me. You're now anointed by, you know, the grand poobah of white supremacy about how the world really works. And then he goes into, Alex Jones wants to scare you from being politically involved and tell you you can be put in prison if you fight back. No, I say you'll be put in prison or enslaved or impoverished if you don't fight back and you have power and we're at a tipping point, but they are persecuting people politically and that they're tyrants. That discredits them that they're arresting and prosecuting people with the IRS and other groups like David Duke. I don't agree with David Duke's views on a lot of fronts, but I looked at his case on his tax-exempt foundation. And they've gone after now mainline gun groups like they went after David Duke. And I was against the prosecution of David Duke because it was clearly political persecution. I don't care if you're some communist I don't like or David Duke. I'm going to stand up for you if you're being persecuted. So he then strawmans. See, what Alex Jones would do is read a quote or play a clip of where I said, don't get involved, they'll put you in prison. But see, David Duke didn't do that. David Duke said, I said that, when that's the opposite of what I say. So I'm going to give Duke a chance to even play clips on this show when he comes on to show me where I did this and that. But don't sit there and say something if you don't have the meat and potatoes. See, I'm going to play him saying it now. I'm going to show. That's what MSNBC does. They'll go, Alex Jones influenced the Boston Bombers. Don't show where. Alex Jones was deeply racist. Don't show where. Alex Jones wants cops to get killed. Don't show where. Show me the facts. Show me the evidence. Don't just show me where I work for Israel. I mean, you know, it really sounds funny to me when I get attacked by a lot of the Israel lobby, especially on the left, to sit there and hear you and every other guy like you high horse the fact that I work for Israel. Let me tell you who probably works for the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL. About half the white supremacists out there have been found to. Look it up. Hal Turner, the list goes on and on. Head of the Aryan Nations. So, see, that's why they all obsessed on that all day. Because, well, we know why, don't we? So let's go ahead now and go to the clip.
Well, I'll tell you something, Tom. I think in some ways our own movement, I'll put that in quotation marks,
not your movement,
is responsible for some of this. I'll give an example. And because you're on the right page. You're in the whole right issue on everything, on the racial issue. You understand Zionism, the Jewish issue, and so forth. But, you know, a lot of people don't. And if you look at the movement, you got Alex Jones, and you got people like David Icke, you got many others out there, and you got the so-called conspiracy. And I believe that the conspiracy part of the movement actually hurt our ability to change things and to build a movement that's going to change the world and resurrect ourselves. You know, they constantly tell everyone that FEMA is getting ready. They're building concentration camps, and you're going to go into a concentration camp one day. That all your rights are going to be gone, and then they find out that you're in a right-wing movement, you're going to be in a prison, that you're liable to be killed, that you're going to lose your job.
Back it up 10 seconds so they say I didn't edit it. This is unedited. It's a snippet, but the front and end are cut off, but it's unedited clip. You were put in jail how many years for a tax-free deal when you clearly didn't do anything wrong? The guy on the radio saying, I'm a fearmonger, was thrown in prison for his political beliefs, and that was wrong. Then we're exposing the FEMA camps and the COG and the NSA so that they can't sell the rollout of it. We're exposing they want to start a race war so George Soros can't have the race war. We're not saying that, oh, run to the hills, it's all over. The elite are the ones digging in. We're here trying to get people to take action. See, from my perspective, if this stuff's happening, and it is, we need to stand up. If I hear my neighbor's house is on fire, I go call 911. I try to put the fire out with a water hose, whatever I can do, try to help my neighbor, whatever. Give them a cup of coffee while their house burns, whatever. I don't hear like, hey, your neighbor, hey, neighbor Bob, your house is on fire. Well, you're a fearmonger, Alex. Well, there's fire shooting out. I mean, I didn't burn the house down. The house is burning down. How is it fear-mongering? Let's go back to the clip.
Concentration camp one day, that all your rights are going to be gone, and then they find out that you're in a right-wing movement, you're going to be in a prison, that you're liable to be killed, that you're going to lose your job. In other words, they tell us every day that the enemy just controls everything and every facet of society.
We do not say the enemy controls everything. We lay down so the enemy is in control. We point out globalism is shutting down our jobs, unfair deals. We want tax cuts. We tell people the problem. Then we give them a solution, David. Let's go back.
And you know what, Tom? It's really not true. Most of their power is illusory. We are the great majority of our particular nations and our particular societies. And all we gotta do is just stand up as a body. And I think most people agree with us, but we're gonna chip more and more toward more people agreeing with us as times get worse. But if we believe
pause. I thought times weren't getting worse. That was fear mongering. See? I can't wait to get this guy on the radio. By the way, David, I have a Macedonian world conqueror first name. You have a Jewish first name. Maybe we need to look at you. Of course, I'm being sarcastic for the New York Times runs with that. Nothing wrong with having the name David. My dad does. It's a very nice name. But David Duke has a Jewish name. Ah, you work for Netanyahu. I'm joking.
most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Bright Side Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
By the way, Jade Helm of the big month-plus-long secret military operation in 10 states supposedly ended yesterday. We have an article about something that happened during Jade Helm. We never said it was martial law. We said it was training for domestic takeover. The media lied about that. That's why they're so discredited. But special ops soldiers use rental trucks to infiltrate and occupy California town. Nobody suspected a thing. That was Jade Helm, Infowars.com, Friday, the day before the last day of the operations. So we're going to be breaking that down coming up. But I do want to go to your phone calls right now. I notice callers are all over the map. All I ask is, do you think Trump's for real or not for real? Do you think it's bold that he's saying Hillary should step down and is basically a crook? It's very bold. And whether he drops out later or not, it is really hurting her. And that makes me a big fan because she's a crook and has been bulletproof politically. It needs to stop. So Alex in Edmonton wants to talk Trump. Wild Mormon wants to talk Trump. Chris wants to talk Trump. We've got a bunch of other folks. Lori wants to talk Trump. Dan wants to talk Trump. Mitchell wants to talk Trump. Ronnie wants to talk Trump. Everybody else wants to talk about Ben Carson and forced inoculations and other stuff. And we'll get to you, too. But right now, Alex in Edmonton. Where is Edmonton? I forget where that's at. Canada. That's in Canada, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In Alberta.
Welcome. So first caller on the U.S. election is from the Great North. What is your take on the Trump card?
I'm remembering when he was bugging Obama to show the birth certificate, and then they hauled out that kind of forgery, and then the next day Obama kills Bin Laden, right? Like, it just seems so scripted and everything. So I don't know. I don't know if he's for real. I really don't. I don't think he is.
Well, I mean, clearly the birth certificate was in six layers and wasn't in Microsoft Word. The typewriter font was a computer font, so it is a fraud. They did a fraud so obviously so they would divert from the fact that he was from Hawaii, the son of a famous communist pornographer who he admits he lived with, Frank Marshall Davis. That's why he said in the law review that he was from Kenya, born there. That's why his wife said that in speeches, was so that we would just fight over the fact saying he was from Kenya, when the truth, it was even worse. He was the son of one of the top KGB agents in the United States. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And his mom was, you know, a porn actress and the rest of it. So it's pretty bizarre stuff. But I don't think you can blame Trump for being involved in the birth certificate thing. But I hear you. I don't trust him. I think casinos are a very dirty business. That said, what do you do when he's promoting stuff that is common sense, and what do you do when he starts saying Hillary's a crook? That's a game changer and makes me think he might actually be running for president.
He very well could be, just because he's such a narcissist and he wants the power. That's definitely a possibility too, right? Like, it's weird. It really is. It's just that's just all I was thinking about. He just seems birth certificate thing, bugging Obama, and then it was just like when Rumsfeld said all that money was missing, and then the next day the plane hits that side of the Pentagon, right? Like, it's just the way it comes out in the media cycle, it just, everything just seems so scripted.
Yeah, Rumsfeld, so CBS News, $2.2 trillion's missing, boom, 9/11 happens the next day. Great point, yeah. I don't trust Trump. I am impressed. And it doesn't look fake to me now, and that's why I say I may be wrong. That I've now gone from 50-50 to like 60-40. And one thing's for sure, this is not going to be a boring election. I mean, this is popcorn time. But we're eating popcorn in our own destruction if this stuff goes wrong. Thank you, Alex. Great point from Canada. Chris in Pennsylvania. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Above, live, live for liberty. I just want to give you a quick plug real quick. Your Sunday show is very powerful. If you're an InfoWars subscriber and you listen during the week and you're not listening to Sunday, you're missing out. The point I wanted to make about Trump, it's like you've been saying, you'll know them by their fruits, and I think we're coming to a point in time where we're really going to see the fruit of Trump come to bear. Now, what do we know about Hillary? Hillary's a criminal. Okay, what do all criminals do? They play damage control. So it's going to crystallize right in front of our face, because what's going to happen is Hillary's going to play damage control on this. Now, if you see an attack from the Hillary clan that attacks Trump on his character, then you know he's the real deal. If she pitsy-patsy foots around it and tries to keep it buddy-buddy, then you know. It's all going to come to bear real soon. I would be surprised if we didn't see the fruit in the next 2 weeks, that we're going to see whether or not if Trump is the real deal or not.
Well, she's been attacking him on the Megyn Kelly situation and other issues.
That's Megyn Kelly. That's what, you know, that's what the mainstream media wanted. That's what Fox wanted. They wanted.
Sure, you're right. Even if it sounds mean, that is a patty cake issue.
Exactly. It's a patty cake issue. But if they start going back and forth on the email scandal, it's going to be some fireworks, and then we'll know by the fruit that he's the real deal.
We'll know he's for real if his helicopter blows up.
Oh, excuse me?
We'll know he's for real if they blow his airplane up.
Another thing too. I don't think they'll blow his airplane up. The reason being is, if you were to kill Trump right now, it's kind of like if Obama was to kill right now. God forbid, everything that he stands on would just be crystallized, and everybody would just flock over to him.
Yeah, that's the only thing that could save Obama's agenda, would be for somebody to shoot him. The last thing we want is anything to happen to Obama.
Absolutely. And I think on the flip side of the coin, the last thing the Democrats would want, or liberals in general would want, is that his helicopter blows out the sky, because...
So they're going to try to assassinate his credibility, not his person.
Exactly. Once you see they assassinate his character and things of his past, they might try to judge up. That's how you know by his fruits he's real.
All right. Great caller. Great points. Let's take one from Robert on a candidate I like, who's talked about Margaret Sanger and the Nazis and the targeting of black people, Ben Carson. But this caller, it looks like, says that he has a position on forced inoculations. I hope Carson isn't for that. Let's find out right now, because I like Carson. I like Rand Paul the best, but I like Carson, what I've seen. I'd love to elect a black president who was a patriot, not a traitor. That would bring real unity in this country. Robert in Georgia, what's your take on Carson?
I just want to preface it by saying I don't have any problem with the color or gender, if they were libertarian, constitutionalist. And, yeah, I did like Ben Carson, too, but I did find out last week that he is against, or he's for, mandatory vaccinations.
Well, that I don't like him. I mean, I'll tell you right there, it just shows he's stupid. And I don't think he's stupid. He comes off as sincere. He wants to cut taxes. He's against aborting the babies. But forced inoculations, that's tyranny.
Yeah, I figured you...
Guys, will you search in there, Ben Carson on inoculations? Where did you see him say that? I mean, I believe you, but where'd you see it?
Yeah, Breitbart News and Newsmax.com, but when you do a Google, there's a number of them that'll pull up. I think CNN reported on it as well.
Well, I missed that. Yeah, there it is, Ben Carson. No one has the right to refuse mandatory vaccinations. Wow, what a tyrant. Because, I mean, I'll tell you right now, we've never had forced inoculation for a reason. There's been so many mishaps, so many illnesses, so many side effects. They have hundreds of vaccines they want to make mandatory now. You know, when I was a kid, it was like 5 or 6. Now it's 40-something. They got another 50 they want to get approved. These aren't your mama's vaccines either. They're so sophisticated, and a lot of them do all sorts of weird things to your actual chemistry. They change your brain. Man, that is just outrageous that he would come out and say that.
Yeah, and again, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just heard...
No, thanks. Brother, there's a reason we open the phones up. I can't keep track of all this stuff. And so thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Robert, in Georgia. All right, Wild Mormon, you're up next from Seattle. Then we're going to go to Paul in New Mexico, James in Blount County, Tennessee, Alex in New York, Paul, Lori, Dan, Mitchell, Ronnie, and others. Infowars.com/show to find the free podcast, iPhone, Droid apps, and the video feed. And send that link out to friends and family. Wake somebody up today. Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for Infowars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that Elite Corporation operations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure deep earth crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment, and then Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday broadcast. Then, of course, there's weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. The nightly news with our great crew, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, and others. I also host as well, Special Reports. You get all my films, see the nightly news, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. 20 people can use these membership, and it helps fund this operation. Please become a PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news member today. And if you don't want to spend $5.95 a month so 20 people can watch it and so we have a home base, that's fine. At least share the link to the free feed to the radio/TV shows 6 days a week. And the free iPhone and Droid apps and podcast at Infowars.com/show. So important to get that link out and to tell locals about the AM and FM station you're listening to right now. All right, I've got like 10 callers I haven't gotten to yet. I'm going to give each person about a minute. Wild Mormon in Seattle, what's your take on Trump?
Well, happy Hemp Fest, Alex. Well, I say now more than ever that he has to be a shill. The way I see it, his plan A was to scuttle Rand Paul, and plan B is, if he does actually get elected, then to pardon whoever erased emails. That's my view on it.
So you don't trust him no matter what, which I'm not blaming you. I mean, he owns casinos, he's got issues. I hear what you're saying, but usually the Clintons are in power, man. They run Obama. They've got the blackmail. They've got the files. They've been in there for decades. They don't want to be destroyed. I mean, what he's doing, you know, joining the bandwagon, I don't see that as a sign of him being an operative.
Well, here's the thing. We're entering the end game. They're out to take us all out. It really doesn't matter if he shows his teeth now or not. As a matter of fact, if you look at it the way the Satanists do, they're just rubbing our noses in it. And if he does get in, like I said, he pardons people. And no matter what, he doesn't want to be president. You can tell. Because it wasn't until Biden decided to get him, when Hillary started to look untenable, then he started showing his teeth.
Sure. As soon as it looked like everybody turned against her and it was safe to jump in, he jumped in. But I understand that, because this is the mafia you're dealing with. Well, we're all going to find out. I hear you. Good points. Makes me think. That's why I wanted to take the calls and get your perspective and kind of crowdsource the knowledge of the people. We're going to find out, though, very, 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 very soon what's really going on here. Let's go to who's up next on this subject. Let's go to Lori in Alabama. Thanks for holding here on the air. You think Trump's for real?
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. At first, I thought the situation was going to be like a Ross Perot situation. But the more that I've listened to him and just let his heart speak, he doesn't talk from a teleprompter, he's for real. He's in this to win. He's a businessman. He wants to do what's right for the country. He wants to make America great again. And I believe the man's for real.
Boy, I tell you, if he doesn't deliver, if he ends up getting elected or he drops out, he's in big trouble. No, I hear you. I've seen Donald Trump on TV. I followed him some, and he usually is acting like a goofball. You can tell when he's acting. He looks like he's serious, and he looks a little bit, not so much freaked out, but like he's committed and that something's going on. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but again, we're going to find out. I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Thanks for speaking up against this Jesuit evil pope.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Pope is calling for world government and carbon taxes that will kill a billion people. And he says Catholics shouldn't be worried about abortion anymore. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to stand against the children. I have to criticize this new Pope. Thank you. I'm not Catholic. I don't ever bash Catholics. A lot of good Catholic people. Other popes fought against abortion. I just don't understand it. So I got to stand against it. Thank you, Lori. Let's go to another caller here on Donald Trump. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air.
Sir, thank you much. Trump does say refreshingly rare political. All this began, I believe, really, again, agreeing with your previous caller, that it's all part of the hijacked Dr. Rand Paul cabal. You know, the fact that we have every potential Republican candidate running now is not unrelated to this long-term scheme to sabotage Dr. Rand Paul.
No, I know Rand Paul's for real, and he's busy in Haiti right now doing free eye surgery. You know, a little black kids and getting no attention while everybody else is eating corn dogs at the, you know, state fair, and Trump's landing in his helicopter stealing the show. I get it. I just wish Rand would get more hardcore on the imploded borders, because if he did that, he'd be more popular. Plus, it's constitutional. I mean, it's a libertarian position to not give people free anchor babies and free welfare to come here. Nobody else does it. It's political suicide. I appreciate your call. I do support Rand Paul. He's gone from number one to like number three or four because he's got advisors that have allowed Trump to trump him. And he's got advisors telling him to attack Trump when he should be neutral on it. He should be out-trumping Trump. And I say that because I care about Rand Paul and know he's for real and know he'd make a great president. Then maybe he could have Trump as the Secretary of the Treasury or something. Thank you so much for that call. Let's talk about Rand Paul some. Paul in New Mexico wants to talk about Rand Paul. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think I got a campaign slogan for Rand Paul. I don't pay for favors. I ask for favors. You know, in that first debate when Chris Christie blasted Paul for putting up the 30 minutes after the whatever. He said something about 30 minutes. He posted to his website, well, this is a way to take down Chris Christie because, you know, so anyways, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't, but I'm ignorant of it. But, I mean, I watched the debate, but look, Rand Paul needs to get nationalistic and populistic and not just sit there and be a policy wonk debating the finer intricacies of an Iran deal. People have been dumbed down on average. He needs to reach out to those people. He's got intellectual libertarians and conservatives supporting him. He needs to, you know, really get out there and just dominate with incendiary comments. That's what it takes. Because we're in an incendiary situation. We're in an extreme situation. Thank you, Paul. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Nebraska. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Very much, Alex. I had I think Trump is a narcissist, but I also wanted to talk to you about Reverend Pinckney in Benton Harbor, who's being held in prison for First Amendment, exercising his First Amendment rights. Now, on Trump, I think that he's doing a lot of good because he's got the GOP fighting against each other. So I think that's really good. I think he's going to do a lot of damage to both Republicans and Hillary Clinton before he's done. So that's all right with me.
I mean, I don't see him helping the Democrats right now is all I'm saying.
Right. I don't see it right now. I wonder if we'll see it in the future, but I like that he's taking shots at Hillary Clinton. Can I tell you about Reverend Pinckney in Benton Harbor?
Yeah, who is this?
This is a Baptist minister. He was organizing against the privatization of public land in Benton Harbor. He was working against the Whirlpool Corporation and the Upton family there.
Okay, what happened?
Well, he was arrested for voter fraud. They said that he falsified information on a ballot petition. But this gentleman's been working against.
We'll look into it. We'll look into it. I promise you, Dan. Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Mitchell. Mitchell in Oregon. Go ahead.
Donald Trump is a narcissist and a businessman mafia. I mean, he works at very high levels of business. Now, he's like a monster. He's a tough guy in business. Now, what does that mean for us? It could be a good thing. I don't think for a minute he cares about the general public, but where he sees the eugenicist elites are destroying humanity, he can see that would bring down his financial empire. Like,
yes.
The power he has would diminish. So as a self-interested narcissist, he would want to stop that.
Listen, I think they overuse this narcissist thing in psychology and say everybody's a narcissist. Whatever happened to male confidence and dominance, that's normal for the species. And so show me someone who's successful who doesn't have a little bit of chutzpah, bravado, whatever you call it. But I hear you. What you have is fake narcissists that live in their mother's basements and are delusional about being successful and play video games all day. I want to find real people that want to empower America and the world. And I agree with you that I think that may be what's happening with Donald Trump. I absolutely agree with you. Where do you think all this is going?
Well, unfortunately, I think Donald Trump is a puppet the same way that ISIS is a puppet. Basically, his ego is being played off of by the elite.
So he's real and sincere, but they still have a plan for him down the road. And I think that may be what's happening. That's why the media started promoting him, even if they attacked him. But that may blow up in their face because the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. I'm sorry to Alex, James, and others. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, with a weekday edition of the InfoWar. Great job with the crew, affiliates, and sponsors and listeners. I'm signing off until tomorrow. InfoWars.com. We'll see you there.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.